One of the most famous graduates of Harvard Law School, Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, once described the limits of free speech by saying, "You can't falsely shout fire in a crowded theater." Well, now, faculty and students at his alma mater are arguing over what can and cannot be said in their classrooms. A committee studying racial tensions at the law school is drafting a speech code which, if adopted, would ban racially offensive language. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Black law students at Harvard have been protesting what they call a hostile environment since last spring, when one student used the N-word on a shared website and anonymous emails were sent to another student saying essentially, if you don't like that word, you ought to prove you don't deserve it. Since then, African-American students like Inez Canada have been pushing for a ban on offensive or harassing language and punishment for those who violate the rules.
It's more kind of like a driving manual, kind of like these are the rules of the road, and clearly this doesn't cover every common courtesy that you should give someone when you're driving, but you have some established principles that kind of guide you.
Last night, a debate on the idea, attended by students and faculty, got ugly. The very notion of a ban on speech, especially at a university that's supposed to be about free and open debate, offends many on campus, and none more so than some of Harvard's well-known champions of the First Amendment, like Professor Alan Dershowitz.
Where do you draw lines? Everybody's offended by something, and if we start banning things that offend one small group of people, where are we going to end up? And I think people ought to be encouraged to debate their differences, not to go to mommy and daddy, dean or president, and saying, please, please, spare us from having to respond by imposing censorship.
If anything, Dershowitz says, there's already too much self-censorship on campus. As he sees it, the problem's not that Harvard is hostile to racial minorities.
The big problem at Harvard Law School is that people are afraid to say things that are politically incorrect. People are afraid that powerful constituent organizations representing groups of students will jump on them, or if their faculty members demand sanctions. Speech code's not going to help that, it's just going to hurt it.
But some students at Harvard insist it is appropriate to limit certain speech that may hurt some students' ability to learn. As Inez Canada puts it, if the school can come up with a sexual harassment policy, it can also define what crosses the line in terms of a racial offense.
You kind of know it when you see it, and I think that it's going to be hard to put that on paper, but I think it can be done with the proper research.
The dean of Harvard's law school declined to comment for this report, but a spokesman says he would be, quote, very reluctant to go along with a speech code. Lonnie Guinier, Harvard Law's only female black professor, says she, too, is not fond of the notion, but she says something has to be done to address students' real concerns.
The problem is that there are students who feel that the environment is hostile to their ability to learn. And this is an effort to try to make this a less hostile learning environment for some students. I think that is a good thing.
Guinier says she's working to change the atmosphere on campus by offering training to other faculty members on how to handle divisive and sensitive issues in the classroom. Tovia Smith, NPR News.